Let's go. Welcome to this intermediate Ableton lesson, creating movement with LFO modulation for drum and bass. I'm stoked you're here. In the next few minutes, I'll walk you through practical, studio-ready ways to add rolling, evolving motion to your basses, drums, atmos, and effects using LFOs. You'll get device chain ideas, exact settings to try, mapping workflows and arrangement moves so your loops breathe, groove, and hit hard without wrecking the low end. First, the quick overview. The goal is to use both Ableton's built-in LFO options and the Max for Live LFO device to make rhythmic and evolving movement across a split bass, a processed amen style break, and a couple of atmospheric layers. This is aimed at intermediate producers who already know Live's devices and routing basics. I'll reference stock devices like Waveedable, Operator, Autofilter, EQ8, Saturator, Glue Compressor, Grain Delay, Beat Repeat, Simpler or Sampler, Drum Rack, and the Max for Live LFO. A few high-level rules before we dive in. Keep your sub mono and static. Split your bass into sub and mid chains and only modulate the mids. Map multiple destinations to a single macro so you can automate movement easily. And if CPU gets heavy, freeze or resample creative chains once you like them. Now let's build an 8-bar rolling DNB loop at 174 BPM. Think in three main chains. Bass, drums, atmos slash effects. I'll give you device order, LFO settings, and arrangement ideas you can drop straight into a session. Bass chain. Create a MIDI track called Bass and load Waveedable or Operator. For Waveedable, pick a saw to pulse Waveedable, one or two unison voices with minimal detune. For Operator, use a sine on the low oscillator for sub and a saw or triangle for mids. Put those into an instrument rack with two chains named sub and mid. On the sub chain, use Operator or a sine layer, low pass or shelf so it sits under about 120 to 200 Hz, then a utility with the width set to 0 to force mono. No pitch LFOs here, keep the sub rock solid. On the mid chain, place Waveedable, then auto filter, saturator, EQ8, and glue compressor. Set the auto filter to low pass or band pass with cutoff starting roughly between 250 and 800 Hz depending on your patch, and set moderate resonance, something like 0.3 to 0.6. Saturator drive of a few dB with soft clipping engaged will add grit. EQ after saturation to tame any nasty peaks, then compress gently to glue the layer. Add modulation with the Max for Live LFO device, positioned on the same track. Map the LFO to auto filter cutoff with an initial mapping amount around 30 to 45, and map a second knob to Waveedable position with an amount of 25 to 40. Optionally map a very small pitch amount for micro variation. Think plus or minus 0.02 to 0.1 semitone for subtle life, or up to a couple semitones if you want a more obvious wobble. For the LFO settings, try triangle or sine for smooth motion, and use sample and hold or random if you want jitter. Sync the rate to 1/16 or 1/8 triplet for rolling groove. Those are sweet spots in DNB. Turn retrig off for continuous wobble or on if you want gated, consistent motion. This audio version is shortened for playback.